Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
NFL, college, and a little bit on our Pistons. Let's get to the overreact, Jims.
Do you believe
the Patriots are a Super Bowl contender? Seven straight wins, and it's not a bunch of patsies. They won at Buffalo. They won at Tampa. They have the number one run defense, a proven commodity at head coach, and a quarterback having a breakout season. He can make every throw.
A proven commodity at head coach, a proven commodity as play caller as well, and McDaniels back as OC, what is third stint with New England. So
works every time.
I think Drake May is having a hell of a second season. He is in the conversation for MVP, but you go on the road and you win at the Bills. You go on the road and you win at Tampa. Yeah, they're certainly a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, they're a contender. They're going to be there. They might get home field. We'll see about that. Kind of depends on what Denver and the Colts do there. They're definitely, the favorite to win the AFC East at this point with their schedule. They could lose to Buffalo and still win it. They're eighth in total defense, 11th in total offense. Those are good numbers to be a contender. They're very balanced. They look like a little better version maybe of the Titans that Vrabel had with Tannehill. I think May is already better than Tannehill, but they don't have the run game with Derrick Henry. They're a contender. The Colts, Denver, and New England, we got to see what they do in the playoffs.
Yep. The NFC playoffs are set. Not the order, but the seven teams. We have found our playoff teams.
So what are you going with?
So you have the Eagles, Packers, Lions, Rams, Seahawks, Bucks, and Bears.
Say that again. Seahawks, Rams.
I'll slow it down. Eagles, as in the team that plays in Philadelphia. The Packers, Lions, Rams, Seahawks, Bucks, and Bears.
So I don't know that the Bears are going to be in. I'm not ready to count out the Niners. So I think you are 95% there. So I'm going to say this is an overreaction. There's still a lot of football to be played. I know the Bears have that easy schedule. And yeah, they look the part right now, but I'm not convinced that they're going to be a playoff team. They're at 6-3. San Francisco's at 6-4. Injuries have been a big part of the Niners, 6-4, you say struggles.
But those are injuries that are season ending in a lot of cases on defense.
Yes.
And they play in they both play in brutal divisions, but.
I'm just not saying, this is overreaction. It's not set yet.
Yeah, this is an overreaction. They're going to get Ayuk back, by the way, on offense. And they played the Rams twice already. They've already played the Seahawks once. So the division games, their schedule's pretty easy, actually. I think they get to 10 or 11 wins, and I don't trust the Bears. I mean, again, yesterday they pulled one out of their butt. They seem to be getting a little bit of magic. And the Bears have to play the Packers twice at Minnesota. They play the Lions again. They play the Eagles again. That's hard.
The two teams will play one another end of December, mm-hmm. Niners and Bears, Sunday Night Football. J.J. McCarthy is not ready to be an NFL quarterback. Nine has six interceptions in his four career starts. A couple ugly ones and a home loss over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's what did we say about him coming out? He was the one that needed the most time to develop, and he is still in that developmental time. He is not ready to be a starting quarterback. It's not an overreaction, even though we saw what we did. There could be moments where he hits Jefferson or he hits any number of those receivers, and he has a good game, but it's going to be a roller coaster. That is typical of a first-year starting quarterback who's only been out of college 2 years, and he was on the younger side to begin with.
So why does Anthony Richardson get more time than J.J. McCarthy? Look, for now, this is an overreaction. Every single thing's trending towards he's not going to be a good quarterback in this league. 53% completion percentage, that's a huge flag. Like, he probably can't ever get to 65, but I'm not going to write him off yet. He's played, four games?
I just say he's not ready right now. I didn't say his career ended yesterday.
Yeah.
But think about it. That offense is tailor-made to make any bum look good, and he can't get out of his own way.
They don't have a run game.
Right.
They're one of the worst rushers. They don't have a run game. They scored on a running play on the first drive of the game.
Jim, they're 24th in rushing in the NFL. That's not good. He has no support to have a balanced offense, so he's trying to play hero ball.
And he's throwing into double coverage down the field. I don't know what to tell you. He's not making good decisions.
Right. So the way I read it was J.J. McCarthy is not ready to be an NFL quarterback now. I mean, I'm putting in now, but I think you can't have a game like he did against Detroit and say he'll never be a quarterback. I think he can be, especially with O'Connell as his coach.
17 points. Coming on drive, starting in Lions territory. He got that spoon fed to him. That's not going to be the case most weeks in the NFL. I think what we saw last week has been more of who he is.
How about that third down conversion to end the game?
That's a good throw.
Yeah.
Right. So I think he can be. It's just right now he's not.
Yeah. I chase brown kids.
Okay. It's always a
never
mood lightener.
That one down. Stafford is the MVP of the league. 25 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's the first player in NFL history to go 3 straight games with 4 or more touchdowns and 0 picks. His Rams have the best record in the NFC.
Most valuable player. I'm going to say maybe to this point of this part of the season, but I'm not necessarily picking him to be MVP this year. A guy that we just talked about, Drake May. 19 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Doesn't compare to the same numbers. Has a little bit more in the terms of passing yardage, but hasn't had his bye week yet. So he's got one more game than Matthew Stafford. Here's the thing. If New England could find a way to protect him, he's taken 35 sacks.
Yeah, I know.
That's remarkable. I think it's third or second most in the NFL right now, where Stafford's only been sacked 14 times. As a comparison, Goff, who we thought was getting completely ruined, has only been sacked 18 times. Now, it's more than we're used to, but if you're saying Stafford or the field, I'm still going to take the field.
Yeah, I don't think he is the MVP. I think he's second. I think the MVP is Jonathan Taylor. He has 1,139 yards. He's got 17 total touchdowns. But they're not going to allow a running back to win the MVP. But if you're asked, you stated this is the MVP, I don't think he is. I think it's Taylor.
You're the slob. You're the gross one. The Pittsburgh Steelers will miss the playoffs. Sneaky game on Sunday Night Football that I viewed as a playoff eliminator. Last night is an elimination spot. 30th in total offense for the Steelers, 26th on third down. Their offense has been bad all season long. They got to play the Ravens twice, who are alive. They've got games against the Lions and Bills, who are clearly better teams. The Steelers will miss the playoffs.
I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs. I think they'll be that 7th team that gets in. I think this is an overreaction right now because they're going to play the Bengals, the Bears. They'll have that head-to-head against the Ravens for the division. You already mentioned the Bills, but they also have the Dolphins, the Browns, the Ravens again. I think there's still a path for them getting in the playoffs. I'm not going to eliminate them yet.
This is not an overreaction. Steelers are done. That was disgusting last night. They just don't have they're in games and they compete because of the veteran presence, but they're all a bunch of dinosaurs at this point. I mean, Ramsey and Rodgers, you got Ladd McConkey lighting up Ramsey last night.
Doomy. Texas A&M should be the number one team in the country. Resume includes a win over a top 10 team on the road, unlike Ohio State. They have the number one strength of record and have played a better strength of schedule than both the Hoosiers and the Buckeyes. They haven't played a home game in a month. They've just gone on the road and beat people down. They blew out Missouri, who was ranked this last weekend.
I'm going to say it's a bit of an overreaction right now. I wouldn't be upset if they were the number one team in the country. I think the number one team in the country should actually be Indiana. They also went on the road and beat number three team in Oregon. And so it's a little bit of, you know, apples and oranges. And what Illinois or what Indiana did against Illinois, who was ranked ninth at the time, that was a complete dismantling. And in fact, it pretty much ruined their entire season. They haven't been able to recover from that. When you're a team that can ruin other programs for the rest of the year, you're doing something right. So I'm gonna say Indiana should be
number one
right now.
Well, you mentioned Indiana just quickly. I thought James Franklin got fired. Didn't he?
Does
that look like a James Franklin loss on Saturday?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I know.
Remember they lost the COVID year to Indiana?
Let me ask you this. Yep. In watching that game, who were you rooting for?
I wanted Penn State to pull the upset. I thought old college football returned in that game.
I did too, I was somewhat rooting for Penn State simply because what was James Franklin fired for? Couldn't beat a top five team.
And if they do it immediately after firing him in that same season.
Look, also, that last drive, Mendoza did not have a great game. That last drive, 2-minute drill, no timeouts, throws in the face of pressure. I could have done without Gus Johnson declaring him the Heisman Trophy winner. I think that toe-to-toe showdown in the Big Ten title will have a lot more to say about it than that. But that was a fantastic finish on Saturday.
Right. No, I got us off track real quick. I'll say Ohio State's still the number one team. They're number one in total defense.
Grit. BYU will miss the college football playoff. That's right. The team that was undefeated going into this weekend is not going to make it. They started 9-0 last year before losing two. I could see the same thing happening here. They got TCU this week, which could get them, and they got to go two ranked Cincinnati, plus a potential rematch with Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game.
Yeah, I think they're out because I think the Big 12 is only going to get one team in, and so it's going to be Texas Tech.
This is not an overreaction. Yeah, they won't win out. If they play Texas Tech in a Big 12 championship game, it's in Dallas.
Yeah,
right.
One more. It says Mew Pistons will have home court in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. 8-2, winners of six straight. They're in first place in the conference right now. And Cade did it again, closing the door last night on the road against the Sixers. No Tobias, no beef stew. You got an MVP candidate leading this team, and they defend incredibly well, John.
I think we all want to say this is not an overreaction, but Cleveland, we saw what Cleveland did to them. I think Cleveland still is the team that can be the number one overall seed. So I'm going to say right now, This is an overreaction.
So wait, just clear. I'm sorry, I missed. Is it number one seed or is it home court
in the first round? Which means
number one seed.
I said they're currently the number one seed.
Oh,
okay. So yeah, I don't. This is not an overreaction. I think the Pistons will get home court in the first round. Before the season, I thought they'd win 50 games. I think the one question here. I think the Cavs, Knicks, and Bucks are probably stapled into top three seeds. What are the Bulls?
Right.
I trust the Pistons more than the Bulls right now.
Okay, so yes, I do think they'll have home court in the first round.
Okay, that's all I'm saying right now.
Oh, I thought you said home court throughout the number one overall seed.
No, I'll save winning the NBA championship for next week. Overreactions 97-1.
Hey, at First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. You can walk in there, have a conversation with them, and they're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and for my family. So that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We're going to play that Dan Campbell victory speech in the locker room, but first, Heather, with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. And you guys, unfortunately, this isn't the plot of some sports movie. This is real life. Two big league pitchers are accused of tipping off gamblers about their pitches. Emmanuel Classe and Luis Ortiz of the Cleveland Guardians are facing federal charges for their involvement in this big betting scandal. Classe is accused of coordinating with gamblers as far back as May of 2023. Ortiz joined in the scheme in June of 2025. The indictment says that they agreed in advance with their co-conspirators on specific pitches that they would throw during games. Mm-hmm. And then these co-conspirators then used the information to place hundreds of fraudulent bets on those pitches. So they're facing some very serious charges of wire fraud conspiracy, honest services wire fraud conspiracy, conspiracy to influence sporting contests by bribery, and money laundering conspiracy. If convicted, they face decades behind bars.
And some of them were as simple as first pitch of the inning, called as balls.
Yep.
Others were 94 and a half above or below in terms of miles per hour.
So if you're throwing a fastball.
Right. It's just. But when I saw the money involved this morning, because they did a deep dive on ESPN, I was shocked at
how little
the money is. Like, what are they thinking? Because some of it was, hey, they recouped like $7,000 on one of them. They're making more than that in a game.
Yeah, to get $5,000 here, $7,000 here, you have millions of dollars
and millions more to come,
and now you're facing jail time.
Jail time and no opportunity to ever come back and play Major League Baseball.
It's awful. Jack White's thank you speech at the White Stripes Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony on Saturday was basically like this awesome love letter to Detroit. So he began by saying the White Stripes were proud to represent the sound of Detroit punk and garage rock, connecting the band's identity directly to the city's musical heritage. He rattled off tons, like three dozen different artists who paved the way for the band. And Meg White was not in attendance, but he did read a message from her saying she was very grateful and thankful for all of their supporters. So a great day for the White Stripes. Paul Tagliabue, the man who led the NFL for 17 seasons, passed away at the age of 84. So the league confirmed that he passed away at his home in Maryland on Sunday from heart failure complicated by Parkinson's disease. He served as commissioner from 1989 to 2006, really leading the NFL through major expansion. Roger Goodell called him a steady hand and a true steward of the game.
He was one of the guys that when he walked into a room, first of all, he commanded a presence, but not over because of fear or anything. He was just a great leader and a very kind man. He was easy to talk to, have conversations with. They were always constructive. I was real sad when I learned of this news yesterday.
Yeah. In a game where emotions boiled over, Washington's Daron Payne crossed the line. The veteran defensive lineman was ejected from Sunday's game against the Lions after he punched Amon-Ra St. Brown. So it was after Detroit scored its third touchdown of the first half. He just punched him there after this some sort of verbal exchange. Yeah. He was given an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and an automatic ejection. It was his first time he was ever ejected from a game in 8 seasons.
He got him good.
Yes, he did.
Wasn't messing around.
I have no idea what Amon-Ra or anyone else said to him to ignite that, but it appeared like Amon-Ra was just walking past him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. and took a right hook.
Yeah, this is a great story. A routine traffic stop in Melvindale turned into a life-changing moment for a police officer and a couple who welcomed their first baby right there on the side of the road Friday morning.
Wow.
Never something you expect. Even the officer said, we go through all this training, right? But we don't necessarily train for this moment. It was just before 2 a.m. This Melvindale police officer pulled over a speeding vehicle. Turns out the driver was speeding to try to get his wife, who was in active labor, to the hospital. Well, the officer obviously knew, okay, this is serious, called for backup. That's when the other officer arrived to the scene and knew, okay, there's no time to waste. Like, this baby's on its way. So the officer was actually on the phone with a dispatcher who happened to be his younger brother. Right? So, like, two brothers helped deliver this baby, and everything was great. The mom obviously was like, no, please, no, this is not going to happen to me right here. But it did. And everything was great. The mom was healthy. The baby was healthy. They're now at home together as a family. So, pretty cool.
Yeah. Congrats to them.
Yep. Glad everyone's healthy.
It's Heather with the news.
I feel like your worst nightmare. For me.
Yeah.
I would not want to deliver my baby on the side of the road.
No.
This mom even said, though, like, her opinion of police officers totally changed.
I bet. Yeah. Save the day.
Yeah. And they were very caring. Like, they were, like, trying to cover her up from
passerbys.
Even though it was 2 a.m. But, like, making, well, and body cam footage and things like
just
that.
Just so she felt better about
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we feel better about the Lions.
Yeah, yeah, they delivered one yesterday.
Yeah, they sure did.
Not on the side of the highway, but.
No.
Dan Campbell, speech, Victory Monday, inside the locker room. Short and simple, this one.
Yep.
And it makes sense. You give it to Goff, you guys are in sync. You're the play caller now. That's your quarterback. You guys went out and executed everything flawless.
Yeah, and one of the points I was going to make about Dan Campbell calling the plays. And I mean, if you go back to 2022, when Ben Johnson was first calling the plays, how did they start that season? 1-6, and the offense did not look in sync. No, you know, no one thought that's when Sheila had to come out and give the vote of confidence to Dan Campbell and his staff. And then things started to, you know, come around. And I don't know how much at that point did Dan Campbell talk to Ben Johnson about this is how things have to go. And I don't know that none of us are going to go back and look at the film and say, was he calling plays in those next couple of games for Ben Johnson? And then he handed it back over to Ben Johnson. But Dan Campbell, we had one call that talked about the familiarity with the offense, familiarity with the weapons. No one is more familiar with this entire team, offense, defense, special teams, than Dan Campbell. Obviously there from day one, but this is his offense. He knows, because of what he has seen over the last couple of years, what situations do I want to have Jahmyr Gibbs in, Montgomery in, J-Mo in, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he's starting to learn more about Isaac to slot. All right, so to sit there and say, well, you know, John Morton is a terrible play caller, that may not be his strong suit. Didn't do a good job when he was with the Jets. Thought that maybe, you know, having been with Sean Payton in Denver, originally with this franchise a few years ago.
21, I think, yeah.
But no one knows the tendencies of your own team, the makeup of your own team, than the head coach, who is an offensive-minded coach.
Yeah, the call wanted Morton fired.
Right.
And we've gotten some of those texts today. And I just want to bring this up again to people. There are 15, 16 different head coaches who are calling their offense.
Yeah.
They also employ offensive coordinators. They don't fire a member of the offensive coaching staff. They repurpose them, right? There's a lot that needs to take place between Monday and Sunday.
Right.
And there's install. There's the coaching. There's in-game from the booth feedback. But this is what should happen moving forward. Dan Campbell should be calling plays. It's what all of these great head coaches do. These offensive coaches, they call their own plays.
Yes. And, I mean, you're never going to hear anything from these coordinators other than during the week, it's a collaborative effort. It is all hands on deck. It's all ideas. It's everything that they're trying out at practice. But then when it comes time to actually call the plays, that's where Dan Campbell needs to step in and continue to call plays. I think there's great value. And I don't know when John Morton was here originally, how much he was having say in, you know, hey, I'm seeing this on game day, giving it to Ben Johnson, giving it to Dan Campbell. But that's the role that he should be in again as a observer and, you know, inventor of ideas. But then it really comes down to calling the plays. It's Dan Campbell.
Well, and I bring up how common this is because I think some people may be concerned, well, if he bites off too much as the head coach and the play caller, this is normal. This is normal. This is what a lot of teams do and good teams do. The top offenses in the league, the Colts are scoring the most points. Their coach calls plays. The Lions, their coach now calls plays. The Cowboys and Rams, top five offenses.
Yeah.
Their head coach calls plays. Do we think the Packers are a good football team? Their coach calls plays. I mean, this is fairly common. Most head coaches call plays.
And go back to all the lessons learned from him calling plays back even in 21 and being a part of it in 22. Like all the situations that come up and that you learn from those and you streamline your process so that it's not too much for you on game day.
248-539-9797. We saw Dan Campbell take control of the offense. What's the biggest difference you saw with him in control? It's 97-1. Guys, I want to tell you about replacing a roof, and it's not a fun conversation to have. It's probably one that stresses you out, to be honest. Nobody plans for a new roof, but let's talk through this. It seems to come at the worst time, but it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. Shaner Roofing, let's talk about them. Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. Right now, Shaner's making it easier than ever to protect your home with 0% interest financing for 5 years. That means you don't have to sweat this big upfront payment. You don't have to skimp on the quality of roof that you need. Shaner Roofing, 4.9 star Google rating. That's thousands of satisfied homeowners who rave about them. You can look at it. Things like professionalism, craftsmanship, customer care, things you want in a roofing company. So if your roof's leaking, if it's aging, if it's just time, don't wait. Go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Stan Campbell talking about the tough conversation with John Morton and taking over play calling yesterday. It's the headline, right? It's the biggest takeaway.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I noticed right away, just in regards to, you know, how things looked. And obviously when you saw Dan with his glasses on so he could read his play sheet, and the fact that he was much more verbal speaking into the headset than he has been at any point over the last couple of years, and certainly this year, kind of was a dead giveaway that he was calling plays.
What was the biggest difference with him calling plays? What did you see?
Well, okay, you can't just say rhythm, because there's no way to prove that. And I've been looking all morning, and I'll find it here soon enough, the spray chart of where the ball was going.
Probably find it by 10:02.
Yeah, just about then. Because a lot of the next-gen stats don't come up until later in the morning. But the fact that you had Amon-Ra St. Brown on the sidelines, Tesla on the sidelines, you had, you know, J-Mo over the middle, and even J-Mo on the sidelines, it was... And then when you look about the run game in regards to when they were running, where they were running, formations, all of that stuff, it was... I think the biggest difference for me, and I mentioned this at the end of last week, is putting your offensive line in position for success. And instead of having to reach, for a guard, having to reach a four eye, or even trying to read on somebody that's lined up as a five and going up on a linebacker, especially with Bobby Wagner as active as he is, the angles that I saw the offensive line have to block were advantage offensive line. I think that's probably the biggest thing for me. And then once you start to get that confidence as an offensive line, hey, we're blocking these things up, then you start getting Bobby Wagner running through and Osika picking him up, like at the line of scrimmage. That to me was huge.
I feel like you're describing rhythm, but you're giving people...
I'm trying to give more than just, it's not just the rhythm, but it's the way that you create that rhythm is being unpredictable offensively.
I thought they reestablished their identity. They ran for over 200 yards. You want to avoid third and long. How do you convert more third downs? Well, you avoid them altogether. They picked up 23 first downs before even hitting third down. And then when they got there, they were in more manageable situations. You do that by early down success. You do that by, with this team and this roster, running the football. And then from there, Jared Goff is able to spread the ball around. And John, they had four receivers catch four or more passes. They worked the middle of the field. They were able to punish teams. Oh, you want to put J-Mo one-on-one? Well, I'm not going to send him 40 yards down the field. I'm going to get him on a crosser. I'm going to get him with two, three steps ahead of a defender, and then I'm going to let him go.
it felt like there was more confidence, but that comes from early down success. I thought they were more aggressive on early downs. I thought they ran the ball on early downs. I thought they got back to who they're supposed to be with the first and second downs. And third down kind of becomes an afterthought at that point. As opposed to, we were dwelling on all these third and 14 and third and 11 and third and 9 against Minnesota. Well, now you're welcoming exotic blitzes. Now you're making it harder on your offensive line. And instead, I thought they did a great job letting that offensive line play downhill, fire out of their stance. And John, they reset the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the other thing. You watch that game and you're seeing the offensive line, the line of scrimmage is 2-3 yards down the field. Gibbs wasn't touched on some plays until, forget about the second level, till he was at the third level of the defense. But what did you guys see? You watched that. You saw Dan Campbell with the glasses and the menu, and he's ordering plays left and right. 248-539-9797. What was the biggest difference you saw? And John, how much of this is Campbell taking over plays, and how much of this is, because I know it's going to come up, well, it's the lowly Commanders.
Well, they did what they were supposed to do. All right, your opponent yesterday wasn't Buffalo. It wasn't Baltimore. It wasn't Philly. It wasn't the Rams. It was the Commanders. What were you supposed to do? You're supposed to handle them. You're supposed to own the line of scrimmage. And they did that on both sides of the ball. They owned the line of scrimmage. And so when I look at, it's you could go back and say, well, okay, what they did to Baltimore. Baltimore's defense has not been good all season long. But I look at what they did against Lamar Jackson. I mean, two-time NFL MVP. A lot of people, until he got hurt, were thinking he was having another MVP season, save the defense.
Yeah.
And so they've been able to beat up on lesser teams. And the only time that they played down to an opponent was last week against Minnesota. But what did they do? They responded. And they didn't. Yesterday, nobody's going to sit there and say, oh, well, now they're the number one team to win the Super Bowl.
Nope.
That's not what we're saying. We're saying they're back on course.
Yeah, look, if you wanted to feel good about playing Philadelphia, you needed a performance like that. If they had gone on the road and eked out a field goal win, John, they didn't punt.
No.
Goff was sacked zero times. Like, it's everything you needed to see. There's nothing more they could have done. Because you're right, they couldn't have beaten the Eagles yesterday. They didn't play the Eagles yesterday. They did everything you could have asked of them to restore some faith and confidence and momentum, rhythm established, right? That's what that game was about, was reestablishing who you are, an offensive identity, and some rhythm so that you're better prepared to go into Philly. And John, if they lose in Philadelphia, then it's for naught. But they're giving themselves the best chance with Dan Campbell calling plays and figuring out what they're supposed to be doing offensively. 248-539-9797. Let's hit some people up on the phones. Let's go to John in Canton. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Victory Monday. And I just wanted to know why it seems like the offensive line is kind of like Jekyll and Hyde. They looked great yesterday. And I know they had Oasika in place of the other guy, Mahogany.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? How can they look so different from 1 week to the next?
Well, I think they looked better yesterday because they were just in better position to make some of those blocks. And whenever you have a performance like they did against Minnesota, you could say, well, it was bad play calling. There was no rhythm. Like, they're going to go into that O-line room and they're going to wear that one all week long. They are going to be at a heightened sense of, we've got to get this fixed. I don't care what the play is called. We've got to block it up. Advantage or no advantage. And I think they responded as well.
Yeah, because they were opening some holes for them to get, running yards. And Goff, of course, never got sacked. And it just looked great.
Yeah. It's exactly what you needed to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's also kind of predictable. Dan Campbell's teams don't lose back-to-back. We're going over 3 years now since they've lost back-to-back games. And they typically bounce back emphatically. They bounce back, and I think they've covered the spread in all 13 times. This was personal. Whether you want to put stock in the end of last year or not, this was personal, right? The offensive line was getting called out all week. You're on the road. What are you made of? Dan Campbell personally taking control of the play calling. It's personal. So, of course, in a bounce back spot that they take personally, they're going to go out and handle their business. Got some phone calls to get to, some ticket texts as well. What did you see different? It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, Abraham and Rose has successfully specialized in resolving all types of tax problems for over 30 years. Their extensive experience means that when you're facing an IRS collection or audit, you can rely on their firm. Many law firms come and go, but 30 years of experience, that's three decades, is a testament to their success. Their experienced team is ready to evaluate any underlying federal or state income taxes or payroll taxes. All you have to do is visit abrahamandrose.com or give them a call at 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
My favorite play of the game. Total team effort getting Gibbs over the finish line there. On a day where the Lions wouldn't be denied, they scored on every offensive drive of the game until they were killing the clock late. Put up 44 points. So we're giving you guys a chance to react to it on the phones, 248-539-9797. Of course, anything that stood out to you, we focused a lot on Dan Campbell taking over play calling. It was the biggest difference with him in control. And then the question was, is it Campbell or Commanders? I mean, can't ignore who they played. At the same time, though, John, they looked more like the team we thought they would be when the season started.
Yeah, and I mean, it's easy to say the rhythm of the offense because you're playing against a defense that has struggled all season long, especially, you know, when you compare that or when you pair that with an offense that has struggled to move the ball. Their quarterback is out. Their number one receiver is out. So you're getting the ball back in advantageous positions. So just to give you a little bit of an idea in terms of the passing game, I talked about the spray chart. It was, so Jared Goff was 25 of 33. And he had seven of those completions, seven pass attempts outside the left hash, 7 for 7. Middle of the field, he was 10 of 12. And on the outside the right hash, he was 8 of 11. So you have, I mean, it's
wow,
much,
that's balanced,
much more efficient outside the left hash, 7 for 7, but more opportunity outside the rush right hash with 11 passes. In the middle, it was 12. So yes, you are... You can't necessarily say, oh, well, this is a team that's just attacking this defense in the middle of the field. No, they were spraying the ball all over the place. And it goes from he was 2 for 2 behind the line of scrimmage, typically running backs or swing passes outside the left hash, 3 for 3 on the right. Down the field, you know, plays of 20 yards or more, 1 for 1 out the left hash, 0 for 1 out the right hash. But it's the ability to attack every single zone on the field, and they did.
They attacked. Look, they attacked on early downs. They avoided a lot of third downs, third longs, and third down altogether. They ran the football, and then they put Goff in positions to distribute. I mean, they had four guys catch four or more passes. They had everybody involved organically. There wasn't this force the ball to J-Mo where we got to get Montgomery going. It was just run the offense, pummel people. And for anybody who's bummed that, like, well, it's the Commanders, it's who they played. It's the only team they could play. And they did everything you could ever ask them to do. No, they didn't beat the Eagles yesterday. I'm sorry to disappoint everybody. That game's scheduled next week. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Daniel. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, so I thought last night was dominant like we're supposed to be. I love Dan Campbell on the play call. And I think, like you said earlier, it felt like we got our rhythm back because – all the pieces were being used. The offensive line was in tune with each other, even with the injuries. I was scared to death when Panay went out for a second, but he got back in. But I love the fact that we were just dominant like we were supposed to. And like you said, we can't play the Eagles because we play them this Sunday. And also, I really think I love that I personally like when the Lions play like we got something to prove. Like, we were on nobody's top list last week on ESPN or First Take. And so the only people that was talking about the Lions was 97.1 and Ticket and Detroit fans. And I personally like it like that because I feel like when the world gets on the Detroit bandwagon, I feel like our energy is off a little bit. But yesterday we were dominant, and I can't wait for Sunday.
Same. Sets the table well for the Sunday night matchup in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Couple ticket techs. They played a very clean game. That's what stood out to me. No procedural penalties. Didn't get caught up in the nonsense with Payne and Kinlaw. What's up with their defense's attitude in the first half? The Lions were in their heads early, and it cost the Commanders. Sure, I mean, that's beat them up, kick their ass. This tech says they don't like Campbell calling the plays. I don't think it's sustainable during a playoff run. I thought Washington was a good bounce back opportunity for him. Anybody could have called plays and scored 40 against that injury plagued Washington defense.
I don't think anybody could have called plays, but
Andy Reid calls plays. It really hurts them in the playoffs.
It's going to kill the Chiefs one of these years.
I mean, the rest of the text is good, but come on.
Yeah, I just don't get the he can't handle calling plays. Most NFL head coaches, the majority, call plays. Many of them offensive coaches call plays. Many of the best offenses have their plays called by the head coach. No, there's absolutely no merit to the first part of that ticket text. This says, well, the talk of, well, Washington isn't any good, fine, but you still have to go win an NFL game. Ask the Bills.
Yep. Ask the Bills. Ask Carolina, who's trying to make a push to become a legitimate team. They lost to New Orleans. Like, it's every week presents its own problems, some greater, some less, but you still have to go out there and execute.
Herman, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, my assessment is what I noticed. I've been yelling at the TV for weeks. They've been running on first down almost every time. This week, they start passing. I disagree with you. I think the passing opened up the running this week.
I think the variety opened up everything. I don't think it's any one thing, but I can't ignore the fact that they ran for 200 yards and how things soften up after you do that.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the short third downs. It's because they were passing on first. That's my opinion. They were getting yards in the first down. They weren't running, getting stopped, running or passing. They were predictable. And I don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, coach did a great job yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and we talked about, you know, in terms of the pass game, being able to spray the ball around, the run game, you know, you're going to be more productive off the right side than you are the left because Penei Sewell is as dominant as he is. But Jahmyr Gibbs ran the ball 9 times left to center, ran the ball 6 times right of center. And with David Montgomery, it was 4 times to the left, 11 times to the right. So he's a little bit more, you know, maybe right-handed, but I think this offense is going to typically be that way because you have Penei Sewell as your right tackle.
Play to your strengths.
Yeah. That's where they're more productive.
And it was from the jump. You know, we've seen them start like last week against Minnesota. They scored on the first drive scripted. And then what? Well, it just never stopped. It was relentless.
Yeah. I mean, they never took their foot off the gas. And that's really, I think, where you look at this team and say, okay, that's where it has to be. They have to, from start to finish, you've got to find a way. And I thought the defense did a great job, too, of setting the tone early. Hey, Washington gets the ball, and it's 3 and out.
Here we go. We're here to play. Just to put some numbers on it on the third downs, right? Last week, they were 5 of 17 on third down. This week, 5 of 10. But it's the first downs they picked up before they even got to third down. Last week, they had just 7 first downs before third.
Mm-hmm.
This week, 23 times they got a first down on first or second down. Yeah, that's being more aggressive. That's spreading the ball. It's getting a bigger push up front. That's what you need to see. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.